There's also long underwear, coats, fleece-lined shore boots, and gloves, said Fimolo. For Empathica's deadly cold at this time of year, and you'll have months of walking ahead. On the outskirts of town, we've left you a light aluminum sledge, Fimolo said. You can throw it in the back of your little cart, and then use it to carry the lady and your gunner once you reach the snowlands. You no doubt wonder why we do all this, since we disapprove of your journey, said Fimolo. The fact is, we're grateful for our survival. We really did think we were done for, Fimolo broke in. The quarterback is toast, Eddie might have said. And this, too, hurt her, but not as much as looking at all that food. Not as much as imagining how it would feel to slip one of those bulky sweaters over her head and let the hem fall all the way to the middle of her thighs. My decision was to try and talk you out of going if I could, said Fimolo, the only one who spoke of himself in the first-person singular, Susanna had noticed. And if I couldn't, I'd give you the supplies you'd need to go on with. You can't kill him, Fimolo burst out. Don't you see that? You wooden-headed killing machine, don't you see? All you can do is get over-eager and play into his dead hands. How can you be so
Hush, Fimolo said mildly, and Fimolo hushed at once.
He's taken his decision.
What will you do? Roland asked. Once we've pushed on, that is.
The three of them shrugged in perfect mirror unison. But it was Fimolo, the so-called Uffy's superego, who answered. Wait here, he said. See if the matrix of creation lives or dies. In the meanwhile, try to refurbish Lacasse and bring it to some of its previous glory. It was a beautiful place once, it can be beautiful again. And now, I think our palaver's done.